A very good morning. We're up to Simon Beis in Arachayim, and we'll start with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yedaktik b'chaluka, when a person is getting dressed, a person should be careful regarding the clothing, lelobsho kedarko, to wear it properly, shalo yafoch ha'panimi lachotz, and not inside out. What's the difference? The difference is that the seam would be showing on the outside. And as the Magen Avraham writes, V'yiskane be'enei habrios, and a person will become degraded in the eyes of the people that see him. They'll have a lesser opinion of him. So what? And that's a heavy question with a heavy answer. There is a big so what. If people perceive you as a lesser person, then they're going to conduct themselves differently with such a person. We have an expression, clothes make the man. And it is important to perceive oneself in dignity and to conduct oneself in front of others with a similar dignity. The power and concept of dignity is quite extensive in Jewish attitude. We find, for example, Hillel would bathe. His perception was that he's going to do great avodas hamelech, service to the king, because the human being is representative of Hashem in the world. He's a tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem. And Hillel said that just as we have workers that wash the icon paying tribute to the king, so too, by walking around clean and proper, a person pays tribute to the king, to Hashem. Sif Dalit, Yino minol yamin techila velo yiksharenu. Person should first put on their right shoe and not tie it. V'achakach yino shal smol, and then put the left shoe on that foot. V'yiksharenu, and then you tie that one. V'yachzor v'yikshar shal yamin, and then you go back and you tie the right one. What is so important over here? So the first step is to appreciate that we put on the right first. You put your right sleeve on first. You put your right shoe on first. The Magen Avraham mentions in Sif Katan Dalid, Kishehu Rochets, Sach Yamin Techila, when you wash or anoint, put on oil or something, you would do the right one first. Putting on hand cream, the right hand first. What's that about? So there's a concept that the right is where the positivity, the blessing emanates from. Umin hayimin bo lismol. And from the right, it comes to the left. And we give priority to the right. This has nothing to do with righty-lefty issues. This is that we're corresponding to the way Hashem conducts his world. And the right is given priority, the right side is given priority over the left. Again, nothing to do with stronger, weaker, of right hand, left hand, righties, lefties. This is representative of the way Hashem conducts his world, and it's a very powerful concept that the human being is corresponding, is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what we do makes a difference, and we act in accordance with the way Hashem conducts his world. So the right one goes on first. That's going to be true for lefties as well. Then we put on the left shoe, and by shoes, because they have a tying, a strap of some sort, it's unique. We do the left one first, and then the right. Why? So this corresponds to the concept of tefillin. Tefillin are put on the weaker arm. So a righty puts it on his left arm, and that's what's being described in this particular sif. A lefty puts tefillin on his right arm, his weaker arm, and indeed this halacha is going to be reversed for lefties because this is corresponding to the tefillin. Again, putting the shoe on follows the rule of right first, but tying the shoe corresponds to tying the tefillin, and because the tefillin by a righty are tied on his left arm, therefore tying the left shoe gets priority, and then we would go and tie the right one afterwards. What's the big connection between shoes and tefillin? So Rabbi Kiva Eger observes, Kevan dezachu letefillin keneged sha'amar atzeroch na'al, when Avraham, after the victory on behalf of Sodom to rescue Lot, he made the comment that I will not take even a shoe strap. And he was zoche because of that statement. He wants to become wealthy only through the hand of Hashem and not through the gifts of Sodom, that was a corrupt city. Because he said, I won't even take a shoe strap from you, the Medrash says that his children, Avram's children, were zoche to tefillin. And therefore, niten chashivus lesroch na'al. When we tie the shoes, we give priority corresponding to the way tefillin are, that for a righty, the left gets priority. Keep in mind that in their time, the sroch na'al, the way shoes were affixed to the foot, is indeed with a strap. It was more of a strap. By us, it's laces. So we don't see the corresponding nature as much. But if you picture a leather strap closing up the shoe, similar to today's Velcro type of dynamic, so then you readily see the connection with tefillin. If we try to probe here a little bit deeper, though, what is the connection between Avraham's saying that he won't take the strap of a shoe to tefillin? Why was he zoche to tefillin? They're both leather. I appreciate that. But the connection goes deeper. Chazal saw shoes as an ability to travel. We say the bracha in the morning, Sha'asa li kol tzorki, that Hashem provided all of my needs. And we're told that that refers to shoes. Not because shoes is all my needs, but because shoes enable us to travel, to walk, to go, and obtain our needs. We're not sitting around, God protect us, like in a hospital bed, and everything comes to us. Hashem gave us legs, and Hashem gave us the wherewithal to go and attend to our needs. So shoes are the ability to travel in the physical world, and tefillin give us the ability to travel into the higher worlds, and that is the physical, spiritual connection between shoes and tefillin, the ability to travel. Why men observe tefillin and women do not is a subject we hope to touch on when we reach Hilchas Tefillin Be'ezras Hashem. Continuing in the Mechaber, Sif Vav, Asur Leilech Bekoma Zekufa, a person is not allowed to walk in a haughty way. And that's true without any limitation. It doesn't say four amos, walking 7 feet like that or anything. A person's not allowed to walk in a way of haughtiness. The expression is shedochik hashchina, because he's pushing the shchina away. He's saying, you're not invited over here. And when Hashem's not invited, he keeps his distance, so to speak. Not allowed to do that. Also related is the yarmulke, wearing a head covering, which men are obligated to do in our time, even though it wasn't always practiced. Lo yelech dalet amos begilui harosh. You're not allowed to go 4 amos, let's say 7 feet, with an uncovered head. Now, this wasn't always practiced. In the time of the Gemara, it seems that it was a voluntary type of observance. Gemara at the end of Shabbos tells us that wearing a head covering brings to fear of Hashem. It makes observance and connection with Hashem more natural. It becomes more conducive. And therefore, over time, it became the accepted practice that that's what we do because we need that help. And yarmulke actually is a contraction, yore me elokai, fear of Hashem, awareness that there's something above me, that there's a cap on my intelligence, and I have reverence of Hashem. Again, like with other mitzvahs, we can explore as the series develops why men have this and women do not observe yarmulke. Yashar koach, thank you for joining. For more information on the Shulchan Aruch Initiative by Teach 613, please visit us at www.teach613.org.